Revelation. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a mighty shout, "Salvation comes from our God on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell face down before the throne and worshiped God. They said, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." May God bless His word.
Good morning. It's my joy to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Yes, whenever we hear the name of Lord Jesus Christ, our heart must be joyful. Yes, He is not simply one man born in Israel 2,000 years ago. Yes, that's true, historically. But we believe that He lives in my heart, in your heart. He walks through His Spirit, Holy Spirit. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. Why we are here? Why we are supposed to start in order to reveal who He is, what He has done for me, for you, for us, what He has done in the past, now, and in the future. Without His strong belief, we cannot survive. Yes, whenever I hear the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I can rise up, I can go forward. That is my story of last 50 years since I was born again. So I am so privileged by God to serve you, my dear friend, student, especially new coming student from around the world. Hallelujah. Even though our school is located in Philippines, in Asia, but our ministry of APNTS is to serve the churches in APR and in the world. As we start our new semester, we might have a lot of things to make us sorrowful, disappointed. On the other hand, we might have many things to give thanks to God. First of all, we must thank to our God. Oh Lord, thank God, because I am your child. We are your children. Hallelujah. If you have the experience of being born again, you must say hallelujah like Dr. Armstrong. Only one person was born again as God's child or not. Hallelujah. The most fundamental basic condition for to serve APNTS is the regeneration. The fundamental necessary condition for student to come here is a new regeneration. If you have no any vivid actual experience of being born again, please go back to your church first, then come back after being born again. Why? The teachings at class by our professors must assume that you are now the children of God. Otherwise, it's very hard, almost impossible for you to understand the lessons, teachings, content taught by our professor. But please, don't go back to your home, even though you have no experience of being born again. While you study here, you must be born again. Hallelujah. What's our ministry? Our ministry is to help the poor people to change our world. Yes, that's great ministry of all Christians. But first of all, our ministry is to help the people who have only human life but having no the life of God. We must help them to be born again, to praise the Lord, to find the fundamental source of happiness. Amen. Our Myanmar student enjoy soccer ball very much. At that time, you what shouted. But now you are very silent. I don't know. Probably you spend too much energy to play soccer. Oh, Lord, thanks so much for your grace by which we, even though our nationality, our cultural background, our economic situation, condition, career are different, but we are one because our Father is one and we are. So we must be one. We must help each other. We must challenge each other. All of the children of God must be the people of His kingdom. Hallelujah. So as children of God, we must receive all kinds of what the benefit. But as the people of God's kingdom, we must be soldiers to fight the thoughts, the good fight. We must reveal, we must show God is my king, our king. We are little kings. So he is the king of little kings. We are kings. The kings in the Bible, it's not the king of Uzziah, the king of Korea dynasty period. We are kings. And then God is the king of kings. So we, as his little kings, we must be able to show that God is the king. Hallelujah. For that we must seek after the presence of the Holy Spirit. Not once a year, not monthly, not daily, but momently. Without touching the Holy Spirit in our heart, our soul, our life, we cannot sustain. Rather, sometimes we could be the slave, tempted by the evil spirit. Evil spirit is not the king, no kings, only God is the king, and we are little kings. He has given the power and authority to have who are tempted to become the slaves of the evil. But first of all, at this very moment, I give thanks to God because I am one of the ministers to serve God. All children of God automatically become all the people of the kingdom of God. But I think not all the children of God become the full-time ministers to serve the church of Christ. You came here because you are ministers to serve the church. You came here, you know, to serve the church in the future as a full-time minister. From that sense, we are sanctified entirely and wholly. We are separate from the normal children of God. We are elected. We are called to become ministers. Yes, minister, the servant of God, to serve the church like Jesus did. So you seminarians, you must be proud of yourself. Not because of your academic talent, your culturally advanced life. No, not at all. We must be proud of ourselves because we are called by God to become the ministers, the church, the body of Christ, the brothers and sisters of the kingdom of God, to serve the children of God. All parents must be proud of their children. So we must be proud of the children of God. We are called. Hallelujah. We are full-time ministers to serve the church. If we'd like to know the origin, the beginning story of the universe, we must read the first three chapters of Genesis. If we'd like to know who Jesus is, what his ministry was, then we must read the first four books of the New Testament. If we'd like to know how much the Holy Spirit works very powerfully, then we must read the book Acts. If we'd like to study or know systematically what Christian life is, what church is, then we must read
what book is the theology?
Romans. So Romans, the book Romans, written by Paul. Is a systematic interpretation of the whole Bible. And if you'd like to know the final story of humanity, we must read the book Revelation. But if we would like to know the status of ministers, the function of ministers, the ministry of the minister, what books would you like to recommend me to read? All of the 66 books? Surely, we must read the Bible. Or how about Romans or Revelation or the first four books of the New Testament, but at least we must read three books written Paul for two ministers, Minister Timothy and Minister Titus. Yes, Paul called Timothy my beloved son, my son in the faith of Christ. And Paul called Titus as my beloved son in the common faith. And also, Paul was so happy to call these two sons in faith ministers to serve the church. So, personally, I think that if you don't learn, know what full-time ministers are, I would like to recommend you read three books, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. As president of APNTS, I'd like to treat you as just a normal Christian. I am ready to discipline you, nourishing you as the capable, yes, capable minister, capable servant, capable helpers when you graduate your school APN. I wish you are invited by many, many churches. Yes, that APN seminarian, I would like to invite him or her as our ministers to serve our church. Rather than being rejected, rather than being disregarded, please manage yourself. Please discipline yourself. Please sanctify yourself as full-time ministers of the church, called by God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Then I would like to read one particular verse, that is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But flee from these things, you men of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Here are two verbs, flee and pursue. Flee and pursue. We ministers must flee from evil things, all kinds of evil things, all kinds of evil concepts, all kinds of evil behaviors. Are you ready to flee from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? If we are tempted so strongly to pursue rather than flee the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we must shall die. We must die. If one minister dies, then it is not simply one person. The church members die. If parents die, then their children die. So sometimes the parents are tempted to give up their lives, but they cannot. I lost my mommy when I was 7 years old. I had three younger brothers and sisters. My father left alone. From time to time, he told in front of his young children, I would like to die, but I cannot die because of you. That is father's heart. That is mommy's heart. When they face very difficult times, economically especially, psychologically, they would like to give up, but they cannot give up because of their children. Jesus cannot give up his life, so he prayed to his father, Father, the time comes, and please sanctify me, glorify me, glorify me. Then I will glorify you. Yes, I'm ready to be crucified. Please, Father, please resurrect me for your children. So do not give up your life. Do not give up your academic discipline. Do not give up your life, your ministry for the sake of the children. So we must try to flee from the tree of knowledge. Rather, we must pursue the tree of life. Hallelujah. Whenever I hear of the term tree of life, I am excited. I feel my height comes up, but still the reality the same. But my heart grows. My heart is able to overcome all kinds of failures. I pray to the Lord, not only when I am successful minister, but also I am a failed minister because God is in love. I have not enough time to share with you, but I would like to say something in 5 minutes. That is, let us pursue the tree of life in terms of quadrilateral acronym. Let's pursue the ministry of God, the best ministry, the great ministry, the ministry of life, or the life ministry, the cross-centered. Out of these four words are acronyms. This term is very hard for me, but my former president, academic dean, Dr. Cunningham, taught me that is acronym. Is the correct pronunciation? Acronym. The word acronym means each of the character of one word must convey very important meaning. All of you, not all of you, because new coming student here first time. The meaning best, the best ministry means what? Bible-based ministry. John, is correct? Yeah, your name is very popular to me, so I'm sorry to call your name only. And John is the best student, not only soccer, not in at the class, but also Bible-based student. Yeah, Bible. Bible and Bible. When we study theology, we must not forget the Bible. Theology must be based on the Bible. Theology is not ideology. Theology must be from the Bible, the Word. Bible-based, ecclesia-centered minister. Society-relevant minister to go to the world. That's the best. So you newcomer student, you must be the best student because you love the Bible, you love the church, you love the society, you love the world. Hallelujah. You newcomer student, if I say hallelujah, please answer amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that is the spirit of the Church of Nazareth. Wesley's spirit, Praise spirit, Dr. Cunningham's spirit, our faculty members' spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. And great minister. Yes, great. I love the term great. I love the term great because I am small, not only physically, but also in everything. I know who I am. I am very small. Yes, small. But I am strong. I am great in God's grace. Not only I, but all of you must be great. You are great ministers, if you'd like to, if you pursue great ministry, glorifying God, regeneration-centered ministry, evangelism-centered ministry, agape-centered ministry, and transformation-centered ministry, then you and I must be considered by God. Yes, you are great. According to Psalm 135, verse 5, I know that our Lord is great. Our Lord is my Father. Since my Father is great, do you believe that? Our Father is great. Then, his children, you and I must be great. That is our faith. Behold, the Lord who is great, then I shall be considered by our Father. Yes, you are. That's a great ministry. For what? For life ministry. Life ministry. The tree of life ministry. Not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But tree of life through the Holy Spirit in Christ. Life in the Spirit. I means invocation to the Father. F means following Christ. E means until the day of entering New Jerusalem, the kingdom of God. That's life. But it must be through our life of taking cross, being crucified, being resurrected, becoming one with the Father, Son, the Spirit, and our colleagues, our neighbors, even our enemies. S means spirit-filled ministry. Yes, a spirit-filled ministry. And finally, sent by God to the world. Hallelujah. Would you please remember, APNTS, quadrilateral acronyms is different from John Wesley. I'm sorry, John Wesley. John Wesley is quadrilateral words. We know that. The Bible, the church, or the tradition, and reason and the experience. Yes, we love these four quadrilateral from John Wesley. But we, as APNTS seminary students, we must love also the quadrilateral acronym. Four words. What would be that? Number one, best. Number two, great. Number three, life. Number four, cross. Then you are fully qualified to get full scholarship. Otherwise, you fail. Yes, I and our faculty members pray to serve you. When you leave this campus, the best beautiful campus. 2 days ago, or yesterday, we welcomed two government officers from Chad. Chad is the Minister of Education in Philippines. And the two officials told that our campus is what? Very beautiful, is it correct? Both of them gave 90%. Not only our campus, but also our ministry. Must be the best ministry, the great ministry, the life ministry, the cross ministry. Then you and I are reserved to be called by God. You are my minister. You have done very much in this world. I welcome when you finish your ministry. Pass to me, pray me, life, welcome my kingdom, King. God bless you.